Time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast, powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Yes, hello. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How you going, Mickey?
Jim Jeffries today.
Love
Bang.
Him.
We've thrown
on
the
a Wednesday.
Rulebook out the window on a Wednesday live
from LA. He must have something on.
LA. We'll get to the bottom of that. Don't you worry. He will be ringing in.
Can't wait.
To say good day. We can't wait either. We've got to go round the grounds.
Oh, yeah?
The Northern Territory Chief Minister's getting a mullet.
Is he?
There's a new survey out by sex toy retailer Love Honey that needs to be addressed.
All right.
And Nicki Minaj is copping it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those tweets.
We've got a nerd alert, people. There was an Apple event last night. Guess who was up at 3 in the morning watching it?
Oh, the one and only.
Yeah, the
nerd,
one and only. The
nerd
resident
alert.
Nerd
alert.
Was there. We'll have world news.
Yes.
El Chapo's house is up for sale.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow. I have already fired in a bid. We're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
All
Come
thanks
on.
To Makita. Away we go for a big Wednesday. Molloy, serious outdoor work requires serious outdoor tools. Makita, rule the outdoors.
This is Molloy.
Ordinarily at this point we would do a COVID update, but I just can't. It's depressing.
It is a bit.
There's no good news. New South Wales, business as usual. Victoria, you know what, Victoria, it's just a rudderless ship at the moment. So everyone in Victoria's in lockdown.
Yes.
Everyone's under curfew. Yet there is nothing telling us
what's happening. Where are we?
Or where we're going. Morale amongst the troops is as low as I've ever seen it. Yet it's okay to lock people down and curfew them, but never feel the need to actually tell them what's happening or
that's right.
Where we're going or what we're doing. It's
kept in the dark.
It's now it's just okay to keep people
but
home
you need
and
nuggets
locked
of sunshine,
indefinitely
though.
Without any hope.
But you need something. You need to just give us a little bit of something like this is what's going to. I know there's something coming out on Sunday, a roadmap, but look. Too little.
Yeah, we're in the dark.
Yeah.
At least Gladys Berejiklian today came out and had this to say, which at least gives you hope or encouragement that there's a reason to get vaccinated and there is something at the end of the tunnel.
At 70% double dose, you will be required under the health orders to only be able to frequent venues if you're vaccinated. And I just want to make that very clear. It's black and white. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a cafe. At 70% double dose, everybody, every business leader, every community member should be very clear that the health orders will be saying that you cannot go and do anything on the roadmap, which we've specified, unless you are completely vaccinated.
Yeah.
Laying down the law, you'll be in or you're out. It's coming soon. Get on board.
Yeah.
At least it's got some momentum.
That's
Just stay at home.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to leave. We'll tell you something later.
We'll drip feed you
but
information.
In the meantime, just
you make it
go home. Yeah. It's not good enough.
Yeah, it's hard.
Morale has never been lower. No one can tell us what's going on. It's like you can sense.
You're a bit flat.
I'm a bit flat. Yeah. Hey, so we're not going to do it today. We're going to go around the ground and find some stories from state to state.
Give us something.
Might make us. Let's go to the Northern Territory.
Oh, yeah.
The Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has vows to grow a mullet for charity. That's the spirit.
That's what we want.
That's the most Australian bit of charity work I've ever seen. Grow a mullet for charity.
That's a great idea.
Have we got this
getting into
new
the spirit.
Story there?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, can you make it so it is business at the front and party at the back?
Of course.
So I will look professional still at press conferences. I'll just have a bit of...
Yep.
All right, then how long do you think it's going to take to grow that long?
Another 3 months.
Are you serious? So it's only 3 months to get a mullet?
Well, at that length, past the collar...
Okay.
Mullets seem to be all the rage too.
We've got a lockdown mullet. See, the kids have got these ironic mullets.
They do,
where
don't they?
Kind of, they're mullety, but they know it's not looking great.
No, that's
but
right.
They're rocking it anyway.
Footballers, all about the mullet as well.
Do you know what? You can do a 50K walk for charity, a 40-hour famine, or you can grow a mullet. This bloke is Australian of the Year, as far as I'm concerned.
Way to go, Northern Territory.
Business up the front, charity out the back.
You would have had a mullet back in the day, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was never my forte. I'm a comb-over man. You know me, Dave. If something ridiculous, I'll comb it over.
I'd love to grow a
mullet. Other politicians should do this.
Oh, who's thinking?
I think I'd love to. I think John Howard did it once. John Howard had a mullet.
Yeah, he's my
Gladys
mullet.
Has almost got a mullet.
Gladys, yeah, I guess, yeah, a bit mullety. Yeah, definitely. What about who else? Albo? No, he couldn't do a mullet.
He couldn't do it. He'd give it a go.
Yeah.
There's a vote in it. Hey, let's go. Well, let's go all around Australia.
Righto, where are we going now?
We're looking for Australia's sexiest suburbs because a lot of people are in lockdown.
Righto.
And they've been ordering, well, what do we call them?
Adult toys.
Adult toys, sex aids.
Righto, yep.
Which are being delivered around Australia to suburbs.
Okay, so we get to know who's horny.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And what are they called? Love Honey.
Okay.
Have one such company, and they've done the sums. And they've released a list of the sexiest suburbs.
Right.
Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, let's hear it.
South Melbourne.
Oh, hang on a
minute.
Which
is right here.
That's where we're broadcasting.
Where we work. In particular, your office staff apparently has been receiving. South Melbourne.
There you
go. I just
have a look out there.
I'm looking out that window and praying that none of these people out there currently talking to themselves with urine stains on
where
their pants.
Where we work is like The Walking Dead, isn't it? It's like zombies out there. The people you see in this area.
Do not give them anything. They'll fight over it.
They will.
It'll end up as a
tap
murder
into
weapon.
The ground.
Somewhere. I'll be
scared to go out there.
Chalk outline of a bloke holding a sex toy.
It's a dildo.
The front of our building. I tried to come in the other day, and I tell you, this is just a big vomit right
now. Welcome to
the
work.
Front of the lifts. It could have been Dan Bradley.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, but you know, it's
Dan. He's our program director.
He's our program director.
What do you mean?
So South Melbourne.
There you go.
Who else? Mackay. Well done, Mackay.
G'day to our Triple M Mackay listeners.
We love our Triple M Mackay listeners. Yeah. They're hard at it.
Is that right?
In lockdown.
What else do you
do? Fortitude Valley. That makes sense historically.
That's right.
Werribee South. That's heavy swinger territory.
That is my next suburb, along from where I live.
They need something Makita powered out there.
You know, the LXT 18-volt battery.
They'll need that battery to power some of the
Ruby South.
Some of the toys they've got.
Interesting,
cracking along out there. Where else am I going? Look, I tell you what, we'll have to go to a song or do whatever, I'll come back and keep going.
All right, around the grounds we go, Malloy.
Driving you home. This is Malloy.
Nerd alert and some world news coming up. Jim Jefferies in the second hour as well. It's Malloy going around the grounds here on.
We're
Triple
just
M.
finishing up Sydney, the Western Sydney Health. Has come out swinging against Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj?
And in particular her cousin's friend's swollen balls.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Her words, not mine. In case you missed it, Minaj said she pulled out of the Met Gala because they require attendees to be fully vaccinated and then went on an extremely dubious and totally unprompted rant about her cousin in Trinidad's friend's swollen nutsack.
Okay.
I'm just repeating what's in front of me here. Here's how it was reported on Fox News.
Nicki Minaj, head of the Met Gala, tweeted about it. Her cousin in Trinidad, quote, won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now that girl called off the wedding.
That's a guy trying to get out of getting married, I reckon.
Oh, swollen testicles.
Yeah, I've got these massive balls.
Like a statue of David down there.
What do you mean?
Nah, he's got the big...
He's got a tiny wang.
Yeah, but big...
It'll look smaller, the bigger your testicles are.
What was going on there? Was that Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
Yeah, what
he's up to.
Was he kind of doing it small so he looked big? You know what I mean?
He ran out of marble.
He's a bit underdone, isn't he? Statue of David is really underdone.
I think he's in a hurry to finish. Jeez.
Oh, according to James, all were beautiful in ancient times. Oh, thank you, mate.
You'd have run amok in the 14th century. But look, the Western Sydney Health have come out swinging.
Yes.
And
not happy with Nicki Minaj.
And not happy. And said, we promise to leave the rapping to Nicki Minaj if she leaves medicine to doctors and scientists.
I've got the professor here if you want to hear what he had to say. This is Robert
Bowie. No, I don't want to.
Okay,
I've had enough of him.
All right, okay.
Still, I'm still thinking now about
Statue of
David.
Yeah, all right.
Tiny Wang.
Yeah, I know. He's just undercooked, I thought.
That was it. Tiny Wangs and large women.
Because you seem to be the case.
Rubenesque, I think it was. So, you know, these days we want them all, you know, stick figures.
But here's the other thing with the Statue of David.
Big caboose.
Yeah,
seemed
right.
to be in.
But he's also, he wasn't very hirsute, was he? Like, you know, in the ancient times he was he's like a dolphin up
Who?
There, you know, the Statue of David.
You can't do hair in marble.
Well, you can.
What are you going to do? Got
the
old hairy chest.
The old publics downstairs, they're being marbleised.
That's the beauty of the fig leaf.
Okay, James, enough of your comments, by the way.
This is David. We might have to get him in here in a minute. He seems to know way too much about David's genitalia, for my liking.
Deep dive, so to speak. All right.
I would like to be a statue one day.
Now, there we go.
Nude statue. Check that out.
Is it like current Mick Malloy, like right now, or are we talking, you know, sort of more 90s?
You want to be real careful.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, you can get the, in your prime, that's what I'm saying. It, look, if there is a stonemason out there that is prepared to get the statue of Mick happening, 1-3-3-3. Could happen.
Hey, quickly, I want to change tax.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to do it after the break. Let's do it. Let's go to a break.
All right. We'll go to a song.
Out. Yeah, song. All right.
Yep.
Come. Thrown by David's wing. Get in here, James. Yeah.
For the drive home, this is Malloy. Attention. Attention. The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
James has come in with a photocopy of the statue of David.
You know a lot about...
Can you just carry this around with you?
Yeah, it was very readily available. Yeah, I don't know why.
Why
were
small penises regarded so highly?
Just fashion standards change over time. And so at one point, being obese was also quite fashionable. Yes. It was a sign of wealth.
What point was that?
It was just before
around about
cameras.
Toga time.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I'd love to wear a toga.
Purple, if you wore purple, that was a sign of wealth as well.
Wear a purple toga.
Yep. Yeah. You'd be up there. And then tiny wangs were
a tiny wang.
Yeah.
Big balls.
Disproportionate hands, I would have said.
The hands are huge.
Yeah.
He's got that wrong. Mm. That's not how I would have done it.
So isn't it big hands and big, no?
Yeah, little
feet. Oh,
but you said something about how they couldn't do hair with marble. Well, there's plenty of hair on David.
Up and down.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of a mullet downstairs. You reckon? David's got a mullet.
Kind of has.
All right. Now let's get on to the serious business of the day. You're up at 3 a.m, James. Why?
It is tradition. It was Apple's event where they announced the new iPhone. So obviously,
who does that? Who does that?
Mm. Well, me and a couple of mates.
No, I'm not saying who presents it.
Oh, sorry.
A couple of mates living here. Most guys I know stay up to watch sport, like world sport. Yeah. I'll watch the Formula
One. Get up early.
I'll watch a Premier League match.
That's right.
No, let's get up and watch the launch of an iPhone.
So it's a couple of people. There's the CEO, Tim Cook. There's Craig Federighi.
Does anyone wear the black shirt?
No, that has been retired. 10 years since Steve Jobs.
The black wiggle.
The what? Black wiggle?
The black wiggle.
Oh, come on.
It's all right. 10 years. What does he do? What's his thing?
Tim Cook?
Yeah, what's his thing?
His thing is that he's an operator. He's just really good at spreadsheets and stuff. So he's not as exciting as Steve, but he's made
what's
up...
What's he wearing?
He wears framed glasses. Mm. And he likes to go for like a blue collared shirt, buttoned up. He doesn't do ties, and the top button is always...
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
How big is he wearing? But is he enigmatic or not? Is he
not really? He's got like a southern drawl.
So like a bit of a TED talk.
A little bit, right. Yeah. But you know, if you're going to replace Jobs, don't try and be Steve Jobs.
Yeah, good point.
Get on with it. What happened?
Okay, so iPhone 13 was announced, and it was underwhelming.
What do you mean? Oh. What were we expecting?
Something. Just, you know, something to get you up and about. But it's the same old thing. New camera, brighter screen, better battery life. The same stuff that you hear all the time.
Mm.
No new design. The notch is smaller, which I did talk about last week. 20% smaller.
I don't think you can say that on here.
Oh, it's a tiny
like
notch.
Like David's wang. Slightly smaller. Can you tell me what you were expecting? What were you hoping for?
Yeah, what's on your wish list?
Okay, well, there is a lot of chatter around getting rid of any ports on the phone, so you wouldn't need to plug it in. You could just, like, put it on a pad and it would charge.
They're going to do that. They make loads of money off there.
Mm.
Well, the theory is you could make even more money if everything was purely wireless. Mm. So maybe
do you know what I would do?
What's that?
For a bit of real to create buzz,
I'm writing this
noise.
Down. Yeah.
Have the phone and then have it fold out like a knife.
Oh yeah,
and scissors. They're like a Swiss Army, phone.
Right,
corkscrew, and then you put them all back in. Yes,
not bad.
Seems like a lot of work.
A lot of moving parts.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Why would you want bloody scissors on your phone? That's a weapon.
Why did the Swiss want it on an army knife, mate?
I think the operative word there is army knife.
You don't need it till you know.
So a bottle opener as well, just in
absolutely.
Case. Yeah, goes without saying.
So. Maybe a bottle. What about designing a bottle opener that has a phone attached?
You could get a case.
All right, get on with it. What happened now? Yep, sure. Yeah, what's happened?
So that's happened, and you can look for that next week if you're keen.
But when's it?
Hey, what?
Did they launch it?
Well, they announced it, and then you can buy it next week.
How much?
Okay, that's $1,199.
And you're going to buy one, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a
naughty... Yeah, you just said a shit house. Yeah. You're going to buy it.
I've got a naughty bank account that I use for naughty purchases.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
And it's just been waiting for a
He's
moment
got a
like
naughty
this.
Bank account.
Yeah, it's where I can be naughty and guilt-free. Thank you, Barefoot. Anyway.
Yeah, my naughty account's quite different. Mine's being spent in other ways. Now, listen, what do we... Please. Quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see another space launch. Big year for space.
Oh, wow.
And what's unique about this one?
Okay, no professional astronauts are going to be on board this SpaceX launch. It's going to go up there for 3 days.
Oh,
so
man.
That's longer than Branson, longer than Bezos. Okay, so you've got a childhood cancer survivor, two sweepstake winners. You've got a guy who's trained as a pilot, but he's not going to be the pilot.
Yeah, how much do they cost for a seat?
We're looking at, okay.
$75 million. Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah.
A seat on the Crew Dragon spacecraft reportedly cost about $75 million. Yeah. You know what I'd want for my $75 million?
Yeah.
An astronaut! A frigging astronaut! Give him something. A monkey. A space monkey.
Yeah,
put
I'm
a
with
space
you.
Monkey in there. So if anything
goes wrong. You got someone to help you
okay,
out.
Okay, I put to you this scenario. Mm. Yeah, you're sitting there.
Yep.
Things go. It's your day one or your day three tour. Yeah. You're in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four of you. Mm. You're locked in. And all of a sudden, a red button starts flashing.
Yeah, ooh. Righto.
Okay, what happens then?
I've always...
Beep, beep, beep. Now, a little bit of smoke.
Okay,
just
not
a little
great.
Bit of smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you feeling then?
Tense. Certainly right. Feeling tense. But you can always... You've got ground control.
Houston, we have a problem. We don't have an astronaut on board. I mean, how simple is it? Who's paying $75 million to be shot into space and you don't
even
provide... You
make a really good point.
I can't get a driverless car, but you can get a... This is unbelievable. I've seen them talk a plane down, in the summer.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Movies,
yeah. No.
This is unbelievable. And that's up and running, is it?
Yeah, well, so that'll be happening this week.
Is that Elon Musk?
That's Musky.
Yeah. He's having fun again.
Yeah, a lot
he
of
shot
fun.
His car into space. Yeah. Now four people without a pilot.
Yeah.
I like your style. Thank you. Good nerd alert.
Yeah, well Cheers. Done, James.
Thanks, guys.
Comprehensive. Hey, coming up, Jim Jefferies in the second hour. Some world news as well. Song Whisperer coming up. Yep, right. This is Malloy on Triple M.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Jim Jefferies to join us in the second hour of Malloy on
Cannot
Triple M.
Cannot wait. Yeah. It's a break with tradition. It'll be on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him about Norm Macdonald.
Yeah.
Won't be a household name to many people out there, but if you are a comedian or you've ever done it or been involved in comedy circles, you would know Norm Macdonald. He was a giant, and he is dead at 61.
Yeah,
he died of cancer.
Right.
So Norm Macdonald, for those of you who are unaware, was a former Saturday Night Live cast member.
That's right.
And for mine, the greatest news desk of all time was always Norm Macdonald. When he was on, it was laugh out loud time, and he could do it with a look.
Yes.
He could sometimes that's all he did.
That's right. He just stared, wouldn't he?
If it all went pear-shaped, he'd just dial it down and duke it out.
That's it.
And in the end... He would win.
Yes.
Every time.
Was that like a deadpan kind of vibe about it?
Really deadpan and a crazy style. Like he was out there.
Mm.
Like I think the woke brigade would have major issues with him, but he just didn't care.
But that's
why he was of that time and of that
appeal.
Style. And they're bloody funny.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We don't have to all think the
same. That's why we look for comedy. We look for people on the edges and saying things that we wouldn't say. It's funny.
So he's been living with cancer in private for nearly a decade.
Wow.
Never told anyone. So 9 years ago he was diagnosed. Mm. And to the end, he was funny, didn't tell anyone, and was very entertaining.
Yeah, he was always on those, I saw him on Conan O'Brien a lot of times, and the talk show circuit, always great.
So
funny.
If you want one of the tributes mentions, if you want to disappear down a rabbit hole, get on the internet. The most pleasurable is Norm Macdonald chat show appearances.
Oh, okay, righto.
And you can sit there and enjoy some of the funniest
Lots
appearances on nighttime shows ever.
Good on him.
Letterman loved him. Letterman thought he was like the Letterman used to sit there and he was like an audience member.
Well, that's
so when
high
he came
praise.
On, yeah. Letterman would just push his chair back and sit there and watch and laugh outrageously.
Yeah.
We've got a grab here of Norm, his last appearance on Letterman.
What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. Every guy had one picture back then. In the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather? I got him right here, plus everything he did every day of his life.
He makes a good point.
There it is.
Wow, hey.
We'll talk with Jim about him.
Yeah, of course.
A little later in the
He'd
show.
He'd be in the circles of Norm and friends, so no doubt.
Yeah, I never got on Letterman myself. Well, actually, I did.
Oh, you not
Can we play my quick bit with Letterman? Yeah.
All right, this is Mick being mentioned by the great David Letterman.
Our next guest is a very, very funny man, and he'll be performing, listen to this, with Australian comedy legends Glenn Robbins and also Mick Molloy. This will take place at the Adelaide Fringe Festival from February 19th through the 28th. So if business or pleasure takes you to Adelaide... Drop in and see him. Should be a great show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Jeff Stilson.
Wow, you got mentioned by Letterman.
Very similar to Norm MacDonald.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
The way we operate. Hey, Norm MacDonald.
Indeed.
We'll talk about him a little later, Dave.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Molloy.
Time for some world news.
I'd like to point out I play all those instruments live.
You're really talented.
I do.
Yeah.
As they come out.
The xylophone, I think, is that's your instrument.
Right, I'm on the xylophone.
Is it a tinkle the ivories or what do you do?
We should do xylophone songs one day.
Yeah. Get a list together. I'm trying to think.
I'll tell you.
What?
And Under My Thumb.
Stones.
Stones is a xylophone. That's got good xylophone in it. Mate, don't question me on this
one. I'm just trying to think. Is it at the start?
Yeah.
Oh, Mick, you are unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
That's good rock xylophone, that is.
That's very good.
You know, if I could play any song, if I could play any instrument at all, in fact, if I could have any job at all, it'd be playing the bongos for Curtis Mayfield.
Bongo.
How much fun does Curtis Mayfield's bongo player have? He is just going bonkers.
I've got a little montage. Did you want just a little sample of...
Sure.
Just move on up.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Bongos.
How much fun is that?
That looks like a party.
Yeah, baby.
That's on After Dark, isn't it?
Hey! You did a better job.
So, what's the setting with the bongos, though? Like, are you on a beach? Is there palm trees? You're just there, the bongo?
Wherever I want, because that's the beauty of the bongo.
Right.
You can take it anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
You can take it on the floor of Parliament if you want. You can take it to work with you. You could take it into space.
Can you do it just on... You can't just do it on its own, though. You need, like, an accompaniment with it. You need some extra instruments. Just not bongos.
No, not if you're a hippie.
Right.
If you're a hippie or a crusty, you can sit in a park and annoy people.
Yes.
All day,
it's
just with the bongos.
After a while, I would have thought.
Well, you don't have to play it 24 hours, Dave.
Yeah, but if you're just going to go just the bongos on your own...
Oh, you know what? Forget it.
No, I like it, mate. If you want to do bongos, you chase your dreams. All you want to do, put out an album, mix bongos.
What are you, a timpani man? You'd be a timpani man, like, wouldn't you? Yeah. Stand at the back and just occasionally.
Or a bass guitar, like slapping the bass. Slapping the bass.
Would you have a high bass?
I think so.
The high bass, up on your nipple?
Up there, sort of Tom Morello sort of height. Right.
Why did they never have, you know, like how some musicians had the double fret?
Yeah.
Why do they never do that with the bass?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Why do they never do that
with a bass? I've never seen
that,
come to think of
it. Double fret bass. That would be fantastic.
Good instrument.
Best bass line in a
song? Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Another One Bites the Dust?
It's not bad. It's iconic, isn't it?
Bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm on fire today with my choices.
Rolling Stones, I am completely shocked.
Well, you know what?
Well done. Xylophone songs. We need a list and we'll get them together and we'll do a show.
Hey, in the meantime, we do need to get...
World news. We're 3 minutes 21 into it.
Hey, a cartel boss El Chapo's hideout is to be given away in Lotto. So it's a Lotto prize. That's a Lotto prize.
Do you want to win that?
Yeah, no, Powerball. You go, you can win the other 20 million. Or you can have El Chapo's house.
There you go.
How good would that be? Mm. So it's being sold under the proceeds of crime.
Okay.
And it's been... You can
it'd be
the
quite
raffle.
The compound, I'd imagine, too. It'd be quite
how much fun would it be to live in... I'll tell you what, I'd tear up all the floorboards. Might find a little little secret stash at El Chapo have forgotten about, which could contain either cash or...
Whatever.
The good stuff.
Mm.
There'd be some good tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
Like, say, your relatives
true.
Come around. Say, well, someone
that's right.
Comes up, just bang, straight, oh, I'm just going into the kitchen. Whooshka. I'm down. I'm out. Yeah. I'm gone. That would be fantastic.
There's just that whole El Chapo thing with it, though.
What he could turn up there one day.
That's
just
what I'm saying.
Out of a tunnel.
What
hello,
he wants to come home.
I'm back.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
El Chapo's house. No, that's like, you know, that's like a Playboy mansion or something. It's
sure.
Like a...
Mate, you can put yourself in the lottery. Good luck.
Sure. People have probably been murdered there.
Yeah. That's you know? That old thing, you know.
Like a big party.
By the way.
Pie everywhere, you know what's going on. Oh, here we go.
Right,
now we're on solid ground. 2 years after it was stolen, still no sign of the £4.8 million Blenheim Palace gold toilet.
I remember us talking about this years ago on the show.
It's still
right.
missing. So it was. I've been to Blenheim Palace, by the way.
Oh, no
wow.
kidding.
I was there, so I was,
so
there.
Where is
I was traveling
UK?
With my girlfriend down near Cambridge or Oxford or somewhere like that. It's extraordinary
is
property. It?
It
was the first Duke of Marlborough.
Right.
No, Dave, write this down.
No, I am.
So the first Duke of Marlborough, who was committed such great bravery in war time, the king said, what do you want?
Oh, no kidding.
You can have whatever you want.
Is that
and he
right?
said, I'll have this parcel of land here. Yeah. It's like it's amazing. It's got a lake on it. It's got a lake on it, a castle,
spectacular.
A palace,
yeah,
and all that. But anyway, it's handed down hereditary. Is that right? In that fashion.
Sure.
So it goes from the first Duke of Marlborough to the second Duke of Marlborough to the third Duke of Marlborough.
Yes.
And the government can't do anything about it.
Oh,
now,
so it's
it just so happens that the ninth Duke of Marlborough is a bit of a dick.
Is he?
He's not good.
So he's not worthy of said palace.
A bit of a drug-soaked kid who has never worked a day in his
life.
Yeah. Anyway, I was there at Blenheim Palace. Mm. And it was shut, but I was speaking to one of the guards, and I said, mate, how's it going? He said, oh, not good, mate. He said, the new Duke's a dick. Mate, he goes, you know, this place, it's outstanding. No one can touch it. There was actually they tried to get, signed signatures to get it taken off him.
Oh, I see. Like a petition or something?
They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I said, he can't be that bad, can he? Mm. And at that point, on the horizon, you just see a puff of dust, right?
What
a puff
that?
Of dust. And then... flying over the bridge over the lake is a yellow Lamborghini.
There he comes.
It comes up into the gravel forecourt. Yeah. It does a circle work.
Wow.
It then pulls up at the front of the palace.
Yep.
The door opens. The engine's still running.
Yep.
The Duke falls out and then wanders into the front door with a big bundle
of
keys.
This is a movie.
And walks in.
That's unbelievable.
And I went, I see your point. But there you go, the toilet.
Right.
I bet you he stole it.
Do you reckon he did?
It'll be one of his mates.
Chucked in the Lambo.
One of his mates.
Done some circle work.
We all need a gold toilet.
I'd
put that next to my silver bidet. All right, we've got to go.
We do.
We didn't get through a lot of world news
but
it was a good chat.
I agree.
Good xylophone chat.
Yeah, no, I agree. And if you've got a xylophone song, of course you can get it to us. Song Whisperer not far away. Then it's Jim Jefferies. Malloy, Triple M.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
Jim Jefferies to join us, Song Whisperer, in just a minute here on Triple M.
I stand corrected. Maddie on the Pots and Pans here has just sent me a picture of Billy Sheehan from Mr. Big on the double neck bass.
Mr. Big. As in to be with you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's rocking it.
That's pretty good.
I'd learn that.
Would you?
I would play that.
Can you play any instrument? Like, I mean...
The bongos.
Bongos.
No, Dave, you can't do everything.
Okay.
I find I'm so talented.
Cowbell,
so
obviously,
many other... Obviously. Yeah, I mean, I'm a professional. I get APRA checks.
I mean, you could put together a song. I mean, God, anyone can record a song these days.
There's that. We were talking xylophone songs. Mike.
Yeah. Oh,
Mike, you've got one. A good xylophone song?
Yeah, boys. How you going?
G'day.
Yeah, good.
The Violent Femmes. Gone Daddy Gone.
Gone Daddy Gone.
They even have a solo.
That a solo?
Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft for your suggestion there in Dapto. Mike, good on you, buddy. Thanks for ringing,
beautiful,
man.
Boys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Love that it. Is a good song. That's what good. About The Cure? They've got one, haven't they? Never thought there you go.
Ever be. That's good. Edwin Collins had a song called A Girl Like You as well. That had a bit of time.
Oh, good xylophone.
Strong.
Can we do a xylophone special?
Sure.
Maybe a Friday xylophone special.
More xylophone, more often. Triple M.
Triple M. Xylophoning up.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, time for this.
Here we go. With Dave,
the song whisperer. One of Dave's two segments. The other one, of course, Dave's Corner, can only be heard by going podcast. To our podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go to the podcast, and dollar, and the numbers are huge.
Oh, you stop talking it up.
The numbers are huge, and today's episode...
We've recorded already.
Oh, wow. How do I describe what happened today?
It's
a quiz.
It is a quiz.
But it's to me, this could be one of the next great radio segments.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you what it's called.
No, that.
I won't tell what it's called. Oh, you got to hear it on the podcast.
Go there.
Okay.
You go there.
All right.
No, you don't get it here.
All right.
However,
okay.
Depending on how it goes, we may have to introduce it into the body of the real show.
Oh, you're that impressed by it? Well, that's high praise coming from you.
I think our listeners might go for this.
All right.
I reckon the lines my
idea,
will blow
by the
up.
Way, I'll, I'm just saying I came up with the idea, so if it does fly.
Anything you do, even on your own corner, I own it.
Do you have yes. intellectual property?
You have no idea
rights?
What you've signed, do you?
No, I have no idea.
I own you.
Do you?
You can
how
come
much am I
and,
worth?
You can come around and rake my lawn after this show.
I'll get the Makita out and we'll give it
so
a...
So anyway, Dave's Corner is worth a listen today because I think you might be listening
might
to,
be
the,
on to, something.
To the birth of one of radio's great segments.
Because I came up with the idea.
I think I came up with it first and then you've used
come
it.
Come on!
Mate, if we would come on, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, I came up with the idea. All right.
But I'll host it on this show. If it comes to this show, I'll
if it
host
works,
it.
If it gets traction, I'm thinking of putting like a feedback line on Dave's Corner as well. Anyway, I'll talk to Tex about that. So on Whisperer, are we good to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here's the synopsis.
Here's the other segment.
This guy is superstitious. Although he hasn't walked under a ladder, he hasn't seen a black cat, broken a mirror, or opened an umbrella inside yet, he knows his time will come.
Superstition.
Oh.
Little River Band.
That's reminiscing. That's reminiscing.
Don't ever correct me on...
Okay, we
superstition, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, that's what you're thinking,
wow.
Isn't it?
Yeah. That would be good.
No, it's not that.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Okay.
What about that?
That's a really good pull. You're on fire today. Yeah. That's not right, though.
I'm all over
the
joint.
Curiosity killed the cat, man.
All right, here we go.
133353. Driving you home, this is Malloy.
To gather back around your wireless, people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
And most of it's got to be spent in the company of the great Jim Jeffries,
can't
who'll
wait.
Be joining us live via...
On a Wednesday,
the
too.
..the satellite coming from LA, California. Yeah. Mm. We'll ask him why it's Wednesday.
Well, why is he not
Thursday,
available tomorrow?
He might be up to something.
I'd like to know.
And we'll ask him about Norm Macdonald, too. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. With the song
Dave, the song
Whisperer. One of Dave's two segments.
Yeah. Well, this one was sort of just handed to me because Jay left. Inherited, that's right. And I sort of feel
you
like...
You kind of jumped at it. Really,
there is no way I did that. I told you I didn't want to do it. You've twisted my arm and said, no, you've got to do it. So I'm doing it.
Well, not well, but you're doing it. Okay,
thanks,
go.
Lovely,
what's
here we go.
Synopsis?
This guy's superstitious. Although he hasn't walked under a ladder, he hasn't seen a black cat, broken a mirror, or opened an umbrella inside yet, he knows his time will come.
Mm. Caught in a trap.
Caught in a trap. Is that Suspicious Minds?
Suspicious Minds. Suspicious Minds, see? He's suspicious.
Elvis, no.
Superstitious.
That's not bad.
All right,
he could have gone to the Fine Young Cannibals as well. They did a cover of that.
Why would I go to the Fine Young Cannibals when the King did it?
Yeah, but you don't hear too much Elvis these days on radio. The Fine Young Cannibals still get a spin.
God.
No, that's just the truth.
You're
mate.
Putting the Fine Young Cannibals version ahead of the Kings.
Probably had more airplay in the last 30 years than Elvis's
Dave.
Version. I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying that's.
So you're in the Fine Young Cannibals camp?
Don't mind the Fine Young Cannibals, FYC. Yeah. Good thing that was a good song, wasn't it? Stop it. You got the calls?
Let's go to calls. Hey, Steve. Steve.
How you going?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Mackay.
Oh, Mackay.
Sonny Mackay.
Well,
yeah.
As I outed on the show earlier today, one of the sexiest suburbs in Australia, according to Honey Love, or what's it called?
Yeah.
Honey.
That's
yeah.
It.
Honey well, I'm not getting much of that.
Okay.
Well, that's probably why you need the.
Yeah.
Okay. Good on you, Mick and Dave. First time, long time.
Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for hearing from me.
So, is there much much action in?
Oh, you don't need to.
I'd like to know about Mackay. Is there people putting it about a bit?
Does he know?
There's females here. Yeah, it's true.
There you go.
Oh, well, that's
it's
a good start.
Nice. Yeah. It kind of brightens up the neighbourhood. Love Honey was the name of the company.
By the way, Mackay, gorgeous spot in Australia.
Mackay's brilliant.
I love Mackay.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I performed there.
Yeah,
I told
you did too. Yeah.
At a nightclub. I can't remember what it was called. Yeah.
There was a Mick Molloy there, wasn't there?
There was a policeman called Mick Molloy. I believe is no longer there.
Okay.
Is that ringing a bell for you,
Steve?
Steve?
No. I haven't had much to do with the local constabulary.
That doesn't sound like it to me. I reckon we're your one phone call right now. I reckon you're down the station. Probably in an orange jumpsuit as we speak, Steve. Okay.
Dangerously close.
Yeah. Let's know.
What's
your guess?
It's got to be Karma Police, Radiohead.
Radiohead.
Man, I love this song too.
It's a good song. God. What album, Dave?
Was this Pablo Honey? Can't remember, but Karma Police. Steve.
Yo.
No.
Sorry. Duke him though, Dave.
Some Brick Lane on its way. The draft is coming to Mackay to your house, Steve.
From the award-winning stable, Brick Lane, which has won beer awards now. Gold amazing. On the world stage.
Enjoy.
So, Nick does.
Good on you, bro.
Oh, you cut him off.
I did. I was ready for the next call. But
all right.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks, mate.
Michael's on the line. Michael, cut him off again. Down to the guy. Every time he tries to talk, you'd
Then he talks as I'm hanging up on. Anyway, that's behind the scenes.
It's a bit of radio crap. Yeah. That's very good. Michael, song, please.
The only Paranoid song I can think of, by the way, up the Tigers. The only Paranoid song I can think of is Men at Work's Who Can It Be Now?
Who Can It Be Now? We might play that too.
Yeah.
They get a run.
They do.
And are you saying a bit paranoid? Oh, Jesus, Dave, you're quick.
No, well, Jim's waiting. So, not Men at Work. Who Can It Be Now, Michael? But I tell you what, will I give Michael a prize?
Yes, please.
What about
stingy.
$100 to go spending at Grilled?
Oh.
They got the HFC Pocket Rockets at Grilled. They've landed.
We whiffed those yesterday.
Yeah, you've got some of those coming your way. $100 worth there, Michael.
That's
excellent. A great prize.
Thanks, guys.
Knock yourself out, Michael.
Thanks,
Kylie's
buddy.
On the line. Kylie.
Hey, Kylie.
Did you just cut him off again?
I didn't cut him off,
all
mate.
All right, settle down.
He did. I'm sorry,
Dave. He did. Well done, Kylie.
You get no prize.
Kylie will get a prize. Kylie, song, please.
The Mighty Boss Tones, the impression that I get.
Was it the Mighty or was it the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones? Just
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah, okay. Dave. Let's play the song. I've never had to knock on wood.
Yeah.
What made you say that, Kylie?
My partner told me to ring and I'm ringing on behalf of him, basically. So,
So you're putting all your eggs in your partner's basket.
Yeah.
I have a lot of faith in him.
Makes me wonder if I've never had to knock on wood, and I'm glad I haven't yet because I'm sure it isn't good. He's absolutely right.
What?
Kylie.
He's jumping up and down.
You've got it. And you've got $200 to go shopping on us at D-Shop. Do some D-shopping today. Live better for less with D-Shop. D-shop.com.au. Good on you, Kylie.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much.
Don't cut her off, Dave.
No. We'll leave Kylie up. Here it is, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, the impression that I get.
Yes.
And Jim Jefferies to join us after this. You still there, Kylie?
Yes, I am.
Triple M.
Driving you home, this is Molloy.
Oh, it's a day early with Jim Jefferies. That's cool. We're happy with that on a Wednesday from LA.
Yeah. It's a moving target, this bloke.
No, I've got a fancy dinner I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Very lardy day. Is it like an Obama birthday party or what is it?
I don't know. I could probably mention it. She's a friend of mine. I'm going to Lisa Vanderpump's birthday. So there you go.
Pardon me, Your Majesty. Well, the crowds you run with.
A bit of a name drop, me and the Real Housewives hanging out together, I might flip a table to them and off.
Are they going to film that? Please tell me that's going to be part of one of their episodes.
I might get in. I'm like an extra on those episodes now. I just pop in and out, you know. But,
I won't ever worry about you. You would have been at the Met Gala yesterday, I'm guessing. Well? What did you wear, Jim? What did you wear?
It's in New York. I can't travel with the baby. I did get an invite, but I was like, I can't go to the Met Gala. I want to go. I want to spruce the place up. I'll tell you how much I'm not allowed to go to things, right? So I'm not posh enough to go to the Met Gala. And then when I was working for the company that owned Nickelodeon, they owned Comedy Central as well, right? Viacom. They own all these things. So I had my own bloody TV on Viacom. So I said to them, I said, oh, can I go to the Nickelodeon Children's Award with my son? You know, because he'd enjoy that. Yeah, we can watch people getting slimed and whatnot. Maybe you could let me go that. And they said me showing up at the Kids Award for Nickelodeon wasn't a good look for them.
Oh, boo.
What? So I'm not good enough for a slime show. I'm not good enough for the Met Gala. Oh, I don't know what I'm invited to.
What lane should you be in? I'm not sure. Who knows? But the Met Gala, they don't die wondering, do they? It's just like a show-off competition, is it? Who can be more outrageous?
Mm. What is the gala? I thought it was just people just dressing really cool. Is it a dinner? Or is there a show? Is there an award? What goes on?
I think it's a dinner. Right. You have to buy a table. It's $35,000 per person. Jeez. So if you want to buy a table. And then you have to get permission from...
Anna Wintour?
Anna Wintour, who curates the whole thing. Jim, we were talking off air just before and we were both lamenting the sad passing of Norm Macdonald, who I know... as a favourite of yours, was to me, he was right up there. He was one of my all-time favourite comedians. Can you tell us what you know about the event, what you can tell us?
I love Norm Macdonald. I only met him a few times. He was always very nice and complimentary and stuff like that. I'm friends with some people who were very close to him, and they all have said that they didn't know that he was sick either. I got the same management company as him. They didn't know. He kept it hidden, and it's sort of commendable, you know, because he just wanted to be about the jokes and not about the illness. And I was thinking, like, how good that is, because I tell you what, I tell everyone when I've got a cold. You know what I mean?
You handed a press release.
At the moment, I've got a bit of psoriasis on top of my lip. I won't shut up about it. I'm going on about it all the time. This guy had cancer and he was fighting that, and he kept it secret and still kept on going up on stage. So he'll be dearly missed by not just the comedy community, but people all over the world. He was funny on Saturday Night Live. A lot of people would know him from many of the Adam Sandler movies, etc. But I liked his stand-up.
His stand-up was extraordinary. He was the best news desk in the history of Saturday Night Live, I reckon, because he could just make you laugh. It didn't matter whether the joke worked or didn't. Sometimes when it didn't, he would just duke it out. He would just stand his ground and wait until something funny turned up. And it was just an incredible way of engaging the world. I don't know how he would go with the woke crowd today. I think he wasn't their favourite.
And I'm not one of these people. I try to act like one of these people who's like, you know what, if they don't like me, they can go themselves. But deep down, I'm a shallow individual who worries about what the general public thinks of me, right? Yeah. Often after we do this show, I go, can you edit that bit out? I might get in a bit of trouble. But he didn't give up. He didn't care. He's like, oh, well, I said some things. I didn't mean to upset the women. I didn't know that they'd understand what I was saying. Oh, okay.
He gets backed himself in every time. It was a pleasure. I think I've got a grab here from his last Letterman appearance.
What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back, you know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. Every guy had one picture back then. In the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you want to see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather? I got him right here, plus everything he did every day of his life.
It's true. Yeah. I have on my desk one photograph of my grandfather smoking a pipe, and it's like, wow. People come around to look at it, you know, it meant something.
Yeah, no, my father pulled out one picture of himself, and then I've seen one picture of my grandfather. They're always just them sort of sitting on a porch or something.
Yeah, exactly right.
The thing about photos are they're the most unnatural positions you've ever seen in your life. There is no other scenario where you and your mates all go, let's put our arms around each other's shoulders and face in the one direction. It's the most uncandid thing you can ever do.
It is indeed. Hey, mate, we'll talk more about Norm Macdonald. We'll just take a break and come back after this.
Join with Jim Jefferies.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Jim Jefferies is with us from LA. Can't be here tomorrow. He's got a fancy...
No, he's got a fancy dinner with
dinner
the,
to go
the Housewives of which one is it? New York, LA. LA, obviously.
Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah.
Who's your favourite, is it?
Vanderpump's me, mate. She's me friend. The only reason... I would never mention her normally, but she always goes, if you ever want to talk about me on stage, just, you know, say whatever you want, but I can... fight back, she said to me, right? So she's a fun lady.
That's fun,
man.
And are you going to one of their houses, or are you going you're going to a restaurant, or what is it?
Going to one of her restaurants. I'm going to go to her restaurant.
What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear?
I'm going to dress up. I'm wearing a suit, you know. I've got to look nice. I try to scrub up all right. It's the first day I'm leaving the house since having the baby, you know, I got to dress up for that.
Sure. Just leave the baby in the car at the front. You'll be right.
Get the valet to drive it around the block a few times. Leave some lullaby on the stereo. You don't want to get it hyped up.
That's right.
You don't want to start playing the Wiggles. The thing will be up all day. I've just seen the Wiggles have got bloody Jeff back.
Have they?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I saw some footage. Jeff's woken up. He's back.
There's eight of them now.
Yeah.
There's two of each colour. Believe there's still only one Captain Feathersword. Right, is that right?
I'm not sure.
Captain Feathersword, if there was ever more of a... chancer in the entertainment business, you know that Captain Feathersword was obviously a roadie for the cockroaches, right? Right? The cockroaches, he was sitting there in the corner going, she's the one, she's the one, she's the one. And then they're like, we're going to make a kids band. He's like, go yourself. And then like later on, he's like, oh, can I be something? Captain Feathersword. The only person who's lower on the totem pole than Captain Feathersword is Henry the Octopus. While you're at it, why wouldn't you call him Oscar the Octopus? Otto the Octopus? Henry the Octopus?
Idiots.
Yeah, idiots.
They didn't flick it through. They rejected my character.
Who's that?
Captain Porksword.
Come on.
I just felt he would have been a great character to have around the kids.
Yeah, this is going to be a seamless segue. You know, Norm Macdonald wouldn't like that. He'd be like, Captain Porksword. Have you heard the routine he does about cooking the pork chop?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he goes like this. He goes, hey, I think I'm gaining weight because, you know, I don't think it's me cooking at home. I think it's the restaurants. Because when you're cooking at home, you got yourself a pork chop and you're cooking your pork chop and you think, oh, this is going to be a good pork chop. But unlike at a restaurant, you never think to yourself, before I eat this pork chop, I'll have myself a loaf of bread.
That's right.
Get me a stick of butter and a loaf of bread and I'll eat this entire thing before I enjoy my pork chop.
It's true. Do you have a favourite routine or anything that you really liked of...
I like... You had that bit about whenever you watch the Olympic event where they ski and then they shoot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like if you're going for a jog and then you stop to fish. If you listen to his album, Me Doing Stand-Up, first track is called Best Disease Ever, and it's all about, it's quite poignant now, it's all about his uncle's battle with cancer.
And the reason I don't like it is because in the old days they go, hey, that old man died. Now they go, hey, he lost his battle. That's no way to end your life, you know. What a loser that guy was. Last thing he did was lose. He was waging a brave battle, but at the end, I guess he got kind of cowardly was what happened. And then the bowel cancer, it got brave. You got to give it to the bowel cancer. You know, they were in a battle. And then, what the And I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss. That's a draw. You know what I mean? It's not like the cancer's going to jump up and go, Uncle Bert's wife. Where is he? I won fair and square.
Very good. Hey,
he's funny man.
He's a funny man. He will be missed. If you've got any old records, go and have a look at one of the best in the business. When we come back, I'm going to play a bit from your podcast, Jim, where you were trying to explain to Americans the nature of cricket. You idiot.
I know. It's
how could you even begin to undertake such a task?
It's too difficult. And then when you try to explain cricket, you realise it's too difficult to understand. So, you know when you see cricket, you can see it.
Yeah, that's right.
But you can't explain it.
We'll get to the bottom of that.
It's Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
We are joined from LA right now with Jim Jefferies on the show.
And his podcast, I Don't Know About That, is available wherever you get your podcasts. Right. Give it a run. Fascinating listening to you try to explain cricket to Americans. And they didn't seem really interested, to be honest. It didn't feel like you were getting your point across.
Well, they don't particularly want to know about it. Oh. The only time they get upset with cricket is when you go, it's the second most popular sport on earth, and they try to go, oh, it's basketball or something like that, and they go, it can't be, it can't be. And then you go, have you ever heard of India?
Yes.
And many of them haven't. Then you have to explain India. It's a whole thing. It takes forever.
It's a house of cards. Is there a key to it? What do you do? Do you liken it to baseball?
The expert on the show sort of explained it. It's 360-degree baseball, which is the best thing that they can sort of do. But they lose their brains over how many runs there can be. Then they complain about soccer not having enough points. Like, make up in choice, America.
The bit that always gets Americans is when they go, so you're telling me it can go for 5 days and there may not be a result.
Oh, yeah, no, that does
and
their
that
head in.
Tiny heads.
Yeah.
Now, they got very disrespectful about a particular part of our uniform, which is the baggy green hat.
Cricket, what they used to do is if you got 3 wickets and 3 balls in cricket, they would literally pass a hat around and put money in it for you.
Was it that ugly green hat?
That's a bloody Australian baggy green, and you'll pay it respect,
it's
Kelly.
It's hideous.
You can't. It's the most coveted thing in Australian sport.
The baggy green.
Jeez.
The iconic baggy green. I get it. If you don't know the history of the game, you're going, well, that's like Andy Capp would wear that.
It's a bit tattered, isn't it?
Come home drunk and sleep on the couch in that. It doesn't look great, but you can't be going there.
No, it's not the best looking. There was a bloke in my street, Matthew something or other, but he played two test games for Australia back in the mid-90s, and all the dads brought us all down to have a look at the hat, and they said, oh, there's only a couple of hundred of these. We were as excited. You know, of course, we didn't have cable or anything back then. We were still on an Atari. But I tell you what, that was one of the highlights of my life, having a look at one of those.
Absolutely. Well, we got in trouble. We did an episode of Kath and Kim, I think. And we gave Kim the baggy green and she didn't like it. And we got in a bit of trouble over this particular scene.
Oh, what is it? Is it a J-Lo hat? I really wanted a J-Lo hat.
No, it's a Dr. Harry hat.
No, Kim, it's a baggy green. Sir Donald Bradman's baggy green.
Oh, yuck. Some old Gragan's hat.
Oh, Kimmy, try it on.
Wear one of those to the Met Gala
and
turn heads.
Wouldn't
you? Do you remember Ponting's? He had the first one he ever wore, so it didn't matter how crappy it got, he still wore it. And he's had foam coming out of the top.
Pieces missing.
Pieces missing, a chunk out of it. And you're going, just get a new one, mate.
I thought they only got one. I thought there was a whole thing. They only got one.
I think that's it.
You can only have one. If you lose it, tough titties. You're not getting another one.
That's right. Well, I think you're right. And then I think the Australian cricket team said they had to start every session in the field with the baggy green.
Oh, is that right?
And then after the first session, they could revert to, I don't know, making sure they don't get skin cancer. They could put a bigger hat on.
Yeah, you've got to give it to the baggy green. Bit of fun, but it needs a longer brim. Like, imagine the tan lines you'd get on the top of your forehead from just wearing the baggy green. Just like someone had left a saucer on top of your head.
I hear you. Good on you, Jim. Got any gigs going? Anything we can help you out with?
I'm off to New York. I'm off to Chicago. I don't know if we've already announced, but we're about to announce awesome gigs in Australia.
Yes.
So we're coming back. We're coming back in 2022 to do some gigs out there, and I'm looking forward to that.
Some unfinished business.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Enjoy the dinner.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. Show me, lads. All right.
You can drop my name if you want over dinner. So, good on you, buddy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Well, thanks to Makita. And, you know, serious outdoor work requires serious outdoor tools. Makita rule the outdoors. Makita.com.au.
Makita's Power Garden range will help you take control of your lawn without the need for messy fuel.
Oh,
gone.
Mate, that's it.
Way to check, please. Think of the past. Tame your hedges with less noise.
Yes.
How good is that?
That is. It's all to do with the LXT 18-volt battery, by the way.
It's
which
the best
you
battery
just
I've
and
ever
you
heard
pop
of.
In. It's so easy to pop in, and yeah. and it takes no time to charge, and then you're away.
Well, you can pop it into over 200 tools. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I know. Well, that's you got your
no
line
fuel
trimmers.
Mix, no cords. It get tangled, produces less noise, heavy duty. Batteries charge fast.
So it's environmentally friendly, is what it is.
Well, that's a more concise way of saying what I just said.
Yes.
So well done, all.
Well done.
Hey, they're a good bunch. We got the leaf blower there. We got the blower.
Oh what yeah.
Oh, hey!
Okay. James.
We're up and running. Jeez.
How much power?
James,
don't do that. You got to keep it down. If you put it up, stop it.
Okay.
That's enough. If you put it up, it's going to make a mess here in the studio.
Well,
it's that powerful.
It is,
I can feel
it's that
from
powerful.
Here.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
It really is.
It really is. We've got to give away some prize packs, Dave.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of stuff, including some hoodies. We've got some hat shirts, some stubby holders, all thanks to the great people
at Makita. That's like lingerie. You can pop that stuff on in the bedroom.
Imagine,
hi, honey.
Imagine if you walk in and someone's
and
wearing that hoodie.
Come in and you...
A little hello. Bit of... you know,
yeah. Ow. Okay. Hard hats on, guys. You know what I'm saying, tradies?
All right. Well, we've got a couple of prize packs to give away. Call a 10 and call a 20.
Play
1-3-3-5-3.
1, 2, 3.
Makita! Makita!
No more calls. We have our winner.
Yes.
You have won the prizes. Well done to everybody. And well done to Makita, too, with the LXT 18-volt battery, part of the Power Garden range.
Have we mentioned the line trimmers?
The line trimmers are unbelievable. The brush cutters, which is I
even
love.
Even better.
Yeah, I've got to hedge out the front.
I just can't believe it.
Blowers, well done.
Lawnmowers. It's just one-stop shop. Well
it
done,
it really
Makita.
Is. They rule the outdoors. Makita.com.au. Malloy on Triple M.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Thanks for tuning in. Jim Jefferies was amazing. By the way, we put up like an uncensored version of our chat with Jim Jefferies.
We sure do.
I mean, the kids in the car warning goes with it, but it's very entertaining to listen to.
It's unbeeped. It's pure Jim.
Good.
It's not bad. Also,
what?
If you want to go to our podcast.
Yes.
Dave's Corner.
Oh, episode 10, double figures. We made it. Who would have thought?
Episode 10 is an interesting one. It takes the form of a quiz.
It does. I thought I'd mix it up a bit with a quiz. You're involved.
I was immediately sceptical.
Yes.
Then during recording, it got bent out of shape pretty quickly.
It did.
You got to persevere with that?
I don't know. Look, you know
it's
what?
A great idea. It's something that we could do in the actual
okay.
show.
I think
you're onto something.
You know
there.
What? I'll be happy to get feedback from the listeners. I'm even thinking getting like a Dave's Corner feedback line. I think maybe get like a designated number so people can ring and... What?
Just deliver hate mail like you normally do, people.
Oh, all right.
That is it. What do you want, a feedback line?
I just think people can leave messages for Dave's Corner and I can answer your questions that you have. You know, I'm happy to flesh it out a bit.
How big's Dave's Corner? It's getting bigger all the time.
It is. Look, it's got its own tarp now. So it's starting to really...
How many people can you get in the corner?
I don't know. We should try one day. It's like that old thing of sticking how many people inside a Volkswagen, you know? We can expand. I'm not sure. We'll do a head count. Well, not in COVID times, of course. Can't put too many people in the corner. Put a mask up.
You've got to socially distance even in Dave's Corner.
But once...
You can't cram everyone in.
Once we're all vaxxed and stuff and we can move on with our lives.
All right,
anyone's
Dave.
Up for the corner. Okay, we're done. Tomorrow, Dom Knight is going to join us. He's always great. Titus O'Reilly is going to be... And Gone Wild as well, being Thursday and all. Sounds like a good show.
And don't forget the World's Sexiest Tradie. Australia's Sexiest Tradie. Is that tonight?
Seven,
tonight.
Mate. You get 9:40. Tonight, 7 mate.
Yeah, well, good call.
It's Malloy, Triple M.
That's another Malloy Drive Show podcast, powered by Makita. Right now, you can land yourself a free Makita brushless blower when you buy any selected Makita LXT 18-volt times 2 brushless lawn mower kit. Hurry, limited time only, offer via online redemption. Visit makita.com.au for details.